don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master at our new broadcast facility. And this is the last broadcast of 2008. I am joined by some of my closest friends from the last few months, from the year, just the Scuba Radio world.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
That would be Greg. And that would be Bill. Bill, the producer. He's here as always. And let's just round out the crowd because we have some special guests. Besides the ones, the usuals, you know, CJ's in the studio today. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
CJ?
I'm trying not to inhale too much drywall dust.
Yes, you know, we've still got a little construction going on here at the new broadcast facility, but CJ is one of my dive students. Of course, Jimmy the helper boy is here.
Hey, Greg, how's it going, man?
All right, he's helping out Bill today. And then Single Scott is here in the flesh.
Hello.
Wanted to close out the year in style, singlescott.com. You can check them out online. And we're working together this week and the next few weeks on some trips, on some Scuba Radio trips.
That's
that you're going to come
rumor.
On.
We're going to make some trips here, make some announcements coming up here.
Absolutely, with our friends at Explorer Ventures. And what end-of-show broadcast would be complete without a plethora of Scuba Radio mermaids?
Yeah, baby!
Heyo.
Yes, we have Mermaid Jen. How you doing, Jen?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Greg?
And Angela, our resident Scuba Radio mermaid, a.k.a. registered nurse, you know, because it is the end of year, and she may have to perform, you know, CPR on somebody before the end of the broadcast. Are you ready?
Hopefully not anyone here in this room.
Yay!
Well, what kind of talk is that? That's not very festive. You know,
we're all friends. I'm just joking.
It's still kind of a Christmas season there. Angela, come on. You got to work with me here. Now, if that weren't enough, we got this full room of folks here at the new broadcast facility. But really, what today's broadcast is about is not just an end of the year blowout. It's the fact that our good friend and Scuba Radio co-worker from the past has come back to visit us. Yes, in the flesh, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you, for the first time in weeks, we have Abby, who works at Divers Alert Network now. How you doing, Abby?
Greg, it's nice to be here, and I thought wearing a tool belt with my outfit today was a little odd, but no, I'm certainly glad that I did. Well, I can see that this place is under construction.
Hey, actually, wearing works. just a tool belt as
Happy
your outfit.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Hello.
Is that a hammer in your pocket, or, well, you know.
No, actually, it's nice to come to the new studio. I feel kind of privileged to be here. Isn't this the debut show at the new studio?
This is, this is the second.
Oh, well, I feel a little less privileged.
Actually, you know what? Let's call it a debut because the first one didn't really go all that well.
The first one was more of a soft opening.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll just call that one a
Speaking
do-over.
Speaking of mermaids.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah.
We had no mermaids to kick off the show. We had no Abby here from Divers Alert Network.
And ultimately, that's going to result in lower listenership. No, I'm kidding.
As you know, Abby is very modest as well.
Yes. Well, I will say that not only did I come here to give you a hard time, but I came bearing gifts.
What?
I brought Dan gifts. Yay.
You
that's
brought
Dan good gifts.
Yes, yes. Clap. Thank you.
All right. I got to love that. What do you got?
I'm starting out small. It's going to build. I've got more out in my car, but right now
all
I've
right,
got these.
Wait a minute. Before you do this, we got to tell everybody you used to just come out and hang out with us all the time. And then all of a sudden you get this new gig at Divers Alert Network. You have to move to North Carolina.
And leave all of you behind.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We were just a stepping stone for Abby. And but that's okay. It's a
first
good thing.
First Scuba Radio, then the world.
So now she works at all the consumer dive shows. You can go out and see her yourself at the Dan booth at some of the consumer shows, like in Chicago, Long Beach, California, New Jersey, and, you know, we'll just hang out that way now.
And I'm coming to a neighborhood near you. I've actually been doing store visits today. I stopped by, saw some of our Dan business members today, went by, just chatted with, you know, the divers out there, and now I'm here at Scuba Radio, the perfect way to end any day.
It is indeed. 888-88-SCUBA. You want to chime in and talk to any of the folks in the studio, you can do that as well.
Yeah, and for Greg, of course, this is the end of a very busy work week, which involves 2 hours of radio.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I've been working like a dog for the last 45 minutes. The first 45 were easy.
And you can tell. You look a little haggard.
Thank you. I think. Okay, let's get back to the gifts now. So you came bearing gifts, basically what, to pay us off so we wouldn't say anything bad about you? What's going on here?
That's exactly right.
All right.
So I hope it works.
We trained her well back in her day in here in Scuba Ray. She knows how brown nosing and gift giving works here at the show.
Well, I will say that ultimately I know a lot about you and CJ and James.
We can't say that on the air. Now let's just talk about
let's
the
just
stuff
say,
we can.
I know all of you very well, and despite this, I know that you are all smart enough to be Dan members, so I brought you our lovely Dan member pins.
Nice. We have our Dan member pins that we can all pin on our appropriate.
And I think I just knocked out an eye over there. I just shot the pin over to Bill. But
actually, these pins could work for piercings, too, couldn't they?
Pin, piercing, however you want to support Dan. I mean, you fashion that any way you like.
What if I stick it right here?
I can make that work for you.
I'm going to need a nurse for this one. Oh, that's bad.
You're going to have to end up at small claims court with
potential
injury there.
Yeah, you don't want to stick it there, Bill. Don't stick it there. That's going to get infected. That's just not good. All right, so yeah, these are the gifts you got. This is all we get, really?
Oh, no, okay. I already cherry-picked all the good stuff.
I have a array of Dan stickers, luggage tags, tank decals, and some Dan hats.
And wow.
Now, let me just say, not everybody gets this treatment. But
I think
you guys,
we should do the hats on a sliding scale according to who needs them most.
Okay, that would be
me.
There's a couple of guys who have a little more draft on the top of their head. That's true.
But I think Scott, CJ, and I really should be the front runners for the Dan hats.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Don't want anyone getting sunburned.
Okay. All right. Well, I think it's either that or a cage match. it could be a inflatable pool full of Jello. Let them go at it. Whoever
wins. Why would we have?
You
want to
see two guys?
You guys cage fight for the rest of the day.
Yeah, but no, we get to you get to pick a mermaid and whoever.
Yeah, they
comes
are right.
No, 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 no. You just said they were going to fight it out.
I like your idea better. By proxy.
Yes.
I would like to say that I've already hooked up the mermaids.
Oh,
so
really?
They are not wanting for Dan paraphernalia and gear.
Is there any video of you hooking up with a mermaid?
Yeah, what's going on here? What are you talking about exactly? Yeah, it's in the pay-per-view section of ScubaRadio.com, the new videos.
If you hook up a mermaid, does that make you a hooker?
Maybe.
Technically.
Or a fisher person.
I don't know. We'll have to see. Angela's the nurse. She can help out in that regard.
Yeah, what does that mean, Angela?
I don't know. Do you know? Yeah. Yeah, we don't want to go there. We don't. No. But, all right, so is that all the gifts? Is that it?
Greg, you know...
She said she's going to build up to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
there's
more? I've got my car packed with gifts, and now I don't want to give them to you anymore. That's my line.
What? No.
You're unappreciative of the
beautiful things. No, we just have a time limit.
This afternoon.
We just have a time limit. I want to make sure I get around the room and get everybody's gifts covered today.
Yeah, well, yours is covered. We'll put it that way.
Where are our gifts, Greg? Where's my gift?
Well,
where's my welcome back Abby gift?
There's a sack that is...
the sack has returned?
And,
I thought we emptied that sack.
Yeah, we did.
My shirt is dry clean only. Thank you.
No, the sack last week was full. This week it's kind of empty. And see, you guys came after the Christmas holiday. See,
and I'm grateful for that.
So the best thing you're going to get this year is a free shot of champagne or something for the end of year blowout party.
Meanwhile, I noticed in this building that's still being constructed around us, there is no champagne. No champagne.
Oh,
glasses.
It's surely here
we have
someplace.
Paint fumes. We don't need champagne.
Good point. We're just going to open up a pancake.
The fumes are going a great distance here. I will say that.
Yes, they are good. Now, I see Mermaid Angela did bring a gift in, and she said, Greg, here you go. What's this? Now, what's going on here,
I'm the nicest one. I'm coming for gifts.
Exactly.
I'm just broke.
All right, what is this? Should we open this up on the air, Angela, or what?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, are we allowed to do this?
Yeah, it's not
I mean,
anything.
Okay, so okay, there is a card.
I didn't get meow, meow.
How do you get what? Okay, for Greg from Mermaid Angela, Merry Christmas. Thank you. All right, let's open it up here.
Is it ticking?
Is it going to explode?
It's fragile.
It's fragile?
Oh,
so I shouldn't dig into it so hard?
Is that something we could get through customs if we had to?
Oh, Kava. Yes. Tell
depends
me it's
on where
Kava.
You put it.
It depends on where you
You'll be the carrier on the next trip.
Yeah.
I'll be the mule.
Yes.
Yeah, is that what it is? Oh, nice. Hey, it's a little scuba diving Santa Claus ornament. I love it.
Actually, he's snorkeling.
That's so
what
sweet.
They call snorkeling, Greg.
Thank you, Angela. I will add this to our collection of assorted Christmas ornament things. Well,
Santa
last
clearly
week,
needs a Dan pin.
Well, where's our Mr. Tiki, Mr. Hanky guy? Yeah, this is what we got last week. You know Mr. Hanky from South Park? This is a Caribbean version of Mr. Hanky. They basically took Mr. Hanky and carved him into a tiki god. He smells like coconut. Not like
I'm
what
not
you might think.
Close,
no, try, trust me.
Close.
It smells like coconut. Try it, smell
I believe
it. Smell
I believe
it.
You.
Smell it. All right, we had to have something to counteract the paint smells here at the new facility. But Angela, thank you so much. I appreciate it. That is cool. It's a scuba diving Santa. Where'd you get this, can I say? How much you spend on it? No, I'm
a lot. A lot.
I can tell.
It's probably about as much as a trip to Australia.
Ah, yes.
Oh, hey. All
right.
Yes,
Brown.
Well,
no, actually, here's the price tag.
Oh, we're up. I got it on sale.
Nice.
Good deal.
That's a great gift, Angela, and it's a great way to steal my thunder. Thanks.
I totally planned it out.
Gabby. What's that?
I planned it out. I knew she was bringing gifts. I'm like, I got to overdo her.
She planned the sabotage.
Ran out to the store.
Well, hey, we got a two-hour show. You guys can like try to re-up each other throughout the show today.
I got to go to Hallmark. I'll be back.
Next, we're going to have the...
I'm going to the liquor store.
We're going to have the singing competition, followed by the nightwear or evening wear, and then assorted
swimsuit.
Talents. Swimsuits. Italian, I don't know. You guys are looking at me like, yeah, dream on, buddy boy.
If I can even walk without stumbling over myself, maybe we can have a runway competition. But I'm going to say the new studio does not permit for that. So
all right,
unfortunately.
Let's just go with the singing then. How about your favorite Christmas or holiday tune? I'll let you choose. And you guys, you can have a sing-off. It could be like American Idol type thing.
We'll sing on the break so nobody else has to
I've got to do some Do-Re-Mi's on the commercial break, and we'll see.
Okay, we'll work on that. We got that. Plus, you know, it is the end of the year, so we're going to throw out or create some end-of-the-year diving lists for you to consider. I think, best movies for divers? Is that it, CJ?
Yeah, I came across some cool stuff over the holidays.
You have a couple. I'm sure we can come up with a few in this. In this studio of guests that we have here today for our last show of 2008. And if that weren't enough, you can chime in too at 888-88-SCUBA. The toll-free numbers are working in North America today, so we have that to share with you on today's broadcast as
well. South Americans, though, completely out of luck.
Yes. You'll just have to email us or go to the Scuba Radio forum and post something there.
In Spanish, that's no el luco.
Really? Is that what that is?
Pretty sure.
Okay, cool. So we got a lot of stuff going on. This is a 2008 end-of-year blowout broadcast. Coming up next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio.
Oh, yeah, there you go. End of the year. Little musical ditty. Put you in the mood. You know, the end of the year is a time to reflect, right? And we decided that it might be a good time to discuss or make a list of some of our favorite, you know, diving themed movies or movies that have some diving element in them. And what better show to do that than the last show of 2008? So feel free to chime in 888-88-SCUBA with your suggestions on what to put on the list. But these are the best movies that have a diving element in them. Now, I'd be glad to kick it off.
Oh,
CJ,
we're going to hear about Jacqueline Bisset, aren't we?
I'll let you take that one. Want to dive naked?
I'm sorry.
That's what Jacqueline Bisset says in The Deep. She says that to Nick Nolte while they're on the boat. She says, you want to dive naked in the bathtub in the whole hotel room?
Is it, was that kind of a Jaws spinoff?
Instead of a shark, you have an eel that just, you know, like...
But instead of Richard Dreyfuss, you've got Jacqueline Bisset soaking, dripping wet.
Yes.
And anatomically correct, it turns out.
Hello! Papa likes. Yeah, so...
That's way better than Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
And don't forget Robert Shaw.
Mm-hmm. So The Deep. Okay, well, we'll kick it off with The Deep. I was going to say another one, but maybe I'll save that one.
Well, back. I know that that's what you credit as developing your interest, your adolescent boy interest in scuba diving.
You are absolutely wrong. I can't believe this. After 11 years of doing scuba radio, Bill the producer has the wrong movie. You just had a serious brain fart. You're getting too old, my friend.
It was not The Deep?
It was not The Deep, no.
No, I've heard him mention that before.
No.
It may have been me mentioning it on his behalf, because I'm sure that it was The Deep.
Now, Mermaid... 10,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
Yeah, it was a splash.
10,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Okay, any other guests out there in the room there?
That was the prequel.
Was it Lloyd Bridges on television?
No, it was Splash 2.
Ah.
No, I'm joking.
Wow.
No, it
the
was
The Littler Mermaid.
It was The Abyss. It was The Abyss. That was the film.
It was The Abyss.
That James Cameron did that I was watching The Abyss at a movie theater, and I'm like, "Whoa, that is cool where they're underwater doing this. I want to do that someday."
Was that the one with the aliens?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I want to be one of those
James Cameron beard.
What are you trying to say then?
I think you kind of resemble James Cameron.
Now, wait a minute. Have you read the restraining order?
That's a little single white female or a single white...
Okay, gray. Quit it. Just stop.
Creepy.
Yeah, I've been That's called that is. Before, that I look like James Cameron, or that I'm trying to look like him.
Well, when you're...
A much better looking version.
When you're pretending to use his American Express card, it works out that you look a little bit like him.
Well, okay. Good point. But yeah, it is my disguise in real life to... look like James Cameron. But no, The Abyss is what got me into diving, or got me initially interested in
scuba diving. I would feel a lot better if it was The Deep. I really would. I would really feel a lot better about this whole thing if it was Jacqueline Bisset.
Well,
that really got you interested.
Well, was it Jessica Biel? Who was the lead in The Abyss? She was pretty
Michael
obvious.
Bean?
No, it wasn't him.
Two generations off there, Greg. Try again.
It was one of those. Maybe I'm getting The Abyss mixed up
was
with
Was it Lindsay
Dance.
Lohan?
No. All right, remember, there's no glass between us. Bang! Take that.
Was it The Abyss or was it The Abyss?
It could be. Maybe that's why it's been subliminal here with Abby.
Are you confusing your interest in arc welding with your interest in scuba diving?
No. I wanted to be a water monster.
That's what sparked it initially. Give me a drink.
Okay. Go ahead. Have fun at my expense. Why don't you all? Or you could feel free to contribute another movie.
I got one.
Okay, CJ, hit me.
Thunderball! James Bond.
Yes, that's a good one. You catch the repeats of that like on TNT, on cable.
They played that on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, they always do. They play it a lot this time of year. But there's some great underwater scenes.
Spear gun fights. Hello.
Big John, who's been on Scuba Radio before, had a lot to do with that movie.
Big John?
Who was a legendary underwater, you know, film stunt coordinator, and he worked on all the James Bond
Does he
films.
Also have a tire store in Daytona Beach?
No, that's a different Big John.
Local joke, sorry.
But, yeah, Big John still hanging out there in South Florida doing his thing. He worked on Thunderball. I actually dove Staniel Key. That's where they have the swimming pigs, and that's also where they filmed several scenes from the movie, from the James Bond film Thunderball. So there you go. Why they didn't work in the swimming pigs into that film, I'll never figure that one out. They should have. It would have been even bigger, I'm telling you.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We joke around a lot here at Scuba Radio. However, we take quality seriously, especially when it comes to the Scuba Radio shirts and hats we offer for sale at scubaradio.com or as giveaways during the show. Look, we wear this stuff too. And no, you deserve better than a t-shirt that's going to be stretched out or faded after one wash, even if it is free. So we went with Designated Diver Sportswear. Designated Diver simply has the finest selection of dive wear on the planet. Look for the Designated Diver brand and find dive retailers around the world. And check out their new designs for 2007, including the new C Seabones Pirate Line at designateddiver.com. Use promo code Scuba Radio to receive 10% off your order through December 31st. Plus, all orders over $25 receive a free Designated Diver Dive Flag Auto Tag while supplies last. Stop by the Designated Diver Outlet Store on your next dive trip in Florida and enjoy even more great savings. Located in St. Augustine, just 10 minutes off I-95. Call 888-433-4837 or visit designateddiver.com. Quality clothing designed specifically with scuba divers in mind.
That's Designated Diver Sportswear.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master and a plethora of characters in the studio. Our new broadcast facility. By the way, Abby, who now works at Divers Alert Network, what do you think? You like the new digs? You know, after we got rid of you, we could afford a new facility.
Yes, but you couldn't afford chairs, evidently, because we are standing. I have a leg cramp.
Yeah, but I have a stool for you, so you would match the height of everyone else.
That's not the kind of stool.
Actually,
I need,
it's a ladder. It's an 8-foot ladder.
With it, but it's not what I need.
Oh, okay.
No, actually, I think once the construction is done, it's going to be a very, very nice studio.
Oh, you're saying it's not much to look at yet. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm saying that it looks good, but I see further potential for it to grow and expand into an amazing, amazing studio.
Hey, now, are you talking about the studio or Greg?
Definitely talking about the studio. The studio becoming amazing.
Well, come back 2011 for the grand reopening, and things are going to be spiffy.
You mean there'll actually be a ceiling?
No,
there's a chance.
We're getting chairs.
And there won't be drywall just hanging around?
Yeah, well, you know, we're going through growing pains. You know, it's bigger, though.
Yeah, so am I, because I stepped on a nail. But other than that.
Hello.
All right, fair enough. All right, well, that's what we're doing here.
Oh, Abby.
Yeah, you guys are having fun. I'm glad at least somebody is. So we're making a list and checking it twice. Actually, a few days late, I guess. But end of the year list of dive theme movies. We've mentioned The Abyss. That was the movie that got me into diving. CJ said The Deep, and Bill did suggest The Deep.
Oh, Bill said The Deep. I said Thunderball.
Thunderball. I'm sorry. Yeah. So we've got three down on the
list. Were there any of them made within the last, I don't know, 30 years that were any decent?
Okay. So we need something more recent.
Talk 2008, since that's what this topic is.
All right. Actually, I think this movie
It might have been late 07. I'm not positive.
Yeah, it was 07.
Fool's Gold, I thought, was a pretty decent movie.
Fool's Gold. That was
Goldie
Hawn's
daughter.
That was the
treasure hunting diving movie,
Matthew
right?
McConaughey and Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson, right.
Yeah. The naked bongo playing.
Supposed to be shot
playing
in the Bahamas, but as you informed me, was shot in Australia.
Yeah, actually, well, they made it look like it was shot in Key West.
Oh, Key West. Okay.
And they actually, the town they shot the movie Fool's Gold was Port Douglas, Australia, which is where I went a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I was about to say, those reefs look a little too pristine to be Key West.
Yeah, but that's a good move. There's good diving and boating in there.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I do like the water.
Oh, water and fish. If you pay half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
To doing a radio show every Saturday live here coast to coast, and one of them is that I don't really have to send out Christmas cards because I can just wish everybody, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
You are the cheapest son of a gun I have ever met in my life.
One, it costs a lot of money to put on this radio extravaganza weekend and weekend.
Yeah, that is painfully obvious from our surroundings.
Good point.
So much money has been poured into this operation.
Yes, indeedy. But we've gotten just tons of Christmas cards, And want to just throw out, let's see, Kevin sent us one. Greg, to you, your family, and the radio crew. Kevin, a single guy, you know Kevin. He was on our Turks and Caicos boat. He sent us a nice little
Christmas. And I got the exact same card.
Oh, sure. Steal my thunder, why don't you? Well, screw you, Kevin. You couldn't at least send us something more original? Merry friggin' Christmas to you, too. No, we appreciate that.
Well, I talked to Kevin this morning. He said he was going to listen and maybe call in.
Well, after that, he probably won't. He's going to turn off.
Never mind.
The radio. No, Kevin, we love you all. Thank you very much. We appreciate the kind words. Megan Heaney Greer, haven't heard from Free Diver Megan in a while. She's in Colorado. She sent us a nice little Christmas card and a picture of her and her new digs in Colorado. Check that out. That's her backyard. Abby, impressive.
That's nice. She put a lot of extra personal attention into that card.
What do you mean?
What does it say on the back? What's the message? The personal? Oh, that's the that's the information where it was developed. I'm sorry.
Yes.
There's absolutely nothing personal about that at all.
No. Well, it is. It's a nice picture. She actually emailed me and sent a nice little email as well. So it's always great hearing from Megan. She's a U.S. free diving champion, but she's headed to the mountains now. And she's an actress doing that actress thing, too. But God knows what else she's into. And I'm sure we'll hear about it on a future edition of The Big Show. Now, diving movies. That's what we are covering on today's show.
So what's that Bikini Pirates 2006 you're looking at over there?
Bikini Pirates?
Nothing.
That's a film, I believe.
It says it right there on IMDb.com.
Yeah, I was going to say it's only on a DVD release, though, I'm guessing. Is that right, CJ?
I never heard of it before. 2006?
Yeah, anything with pirates. Pirates have kind of a diving theme to them, don't they?
I don't know. It just says Bikini Pirates, and that sparked, piqued my interest.
It has something to do with water.
I like pirates.
All right. Well, Dave is dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Dave, do you got a movie suggestion? How you doing? Hello, Dave.
Dave,
are you here? Dave's not here. Maybe Dave is here. Dave, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, what's your movie? You got a movie suggestion for our listeners?
Man of Honor.
Maid of Honor?
No, Man of Honor.
Man of Honor.
that was the X-rated version, Greg.
Ah, yes, indeed.
Yeah, so you're thinking of Freddie Got Fingered.
Man of Honor. That was Cuba Gooding Jr., that one?
Yeah, and Robert De Niro.
Yeah, where he does the classic Mark V type diving, commercial diving stuff.
Right.
Yeah, that was good stuff. I like that. That was a good film. We need to add that to the list. Men of Honor.
Is anyone compiling this? Because I don't have a pen.
Oh, I thought you were going to put that up at the Scuba Radio Forum. I thought that's what I told you to do, CJ.
No, you never said anything about that.
Oh, yeah, I did. I told you. Didn't I tell him that? Come on, back me up.
I never heard any kind of exchange.
Okay, well, we'll have to get in the Scuba Radio Forum and try to compile this list at the same time. Or maybe I said I was going to do that and just forgot. That could be. But, nah, no, I'm going to blame you guys.
Men of Honor, though, I think is a good addition and definitely a diving-themed film.
Within the last 50 years as well, so yes. We're upgrading.
Yeah, well, why does it have to be a new film? Why limit ourselves?
I didn't say it needed to be a new film, but all of the ones you had were old.
Yeah, we're trying to bridge that generation.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
Scuba Radio, Diver's Consumer Tip number 78. A diver snagged on a coral reef is said to be, get this,
okay,
hooked on reefer.
What? You guys are retarded.
I'm here till Thursday. Try the shrimp scampi. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What are we talking about today, Jeff?
Emergency assistance plans.
Not only a good idea, but a key part to any dive plan.
You said it. No dive preparation can be considered complete without it because, as we all know,
an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
So what is an emergency assistance plan?
An emergency assistance plan is essentially the thinking through of what your actions will be in the event of an emergency.
Because you won't have the time to think about it if the poo actually hits the fan.
Exactly.
Took the words right out of your mouth again, didn't I?
Well, I may not have used those actual words, but the sentiment was right on. An emergency is not the time to start thinking about what your response will be. You need to be prepared to act if you're called to do so.
So what goes into an emergency assistance plan?
At the very least, it should contain emergency contact information and phone numbers, and it should include information specific to the dive site. For any location you're diving, you should know where emergency services are located, how to activate them, what kind of response time is involved, and what, if any, additional assistance you can expect. You need to know where the nearest medical facility is located. If you're unfamiliar with the site, a few well-placed calls prior to your arrival can answer these questions.
What if you're diving a location with an established operation?
Know their procedures. Find out what emergency equipment they have on hand and supplement what's necessary. Ask them what role you may or may not have to play or what site-specific factors you may need to take into consideration.
For example,
is the dive site accessible to emergency vehicles? Are there medical facilities nearby? Are there medically or emergency trained people on staff? That sort of thing. But regardless of what support you're expecting a dive operator to provide, you should still prepare a thorough enough plan that you can be self-sufficient if need be.
What else?
If there's any information that could be important should the injured diver be unable to provide it, such as medical conditions or any medications being taken, it should be included in the plan.
What about the means of calling for help itself?
An excellent point. Make sure you know how you're going to call for help if you need to. We've all become pretty reliant on cell phones these days, but don't assume yours will work on a dive site. Many sites are remote enough that cell signals become unreliable, so either make sure yours will work or find out where the nearest phone is located in case you need it. If you're in an especially remote location, you may want to consider taking a satellite phone along.
What about first aid information? I know I like to have information to reference in case I feel like I'm forgetting something, especially when the adrenaline is running.
That's a great idea. Any emergency assistance plan should include basic first aid information that can serve as a reference for anyone who may have to render assistance.
How about emergency equipment?
A good plan will include a checklist of emergency equipment, along with a notation of whether the equipment is being supplied by the individual diver or the dive site operator.
So, for example, if you're relying on the site operator or dive leader to supply the oxygen unit,
know where it is and ask to see it to confirm that it's in working order.
What else?
Make sure your plan is written down and legible. Having the information doesn't do anyone any good if you can't read it.
What about sharing it?
Absolutely. Even though every diver should create his or her own plan, make sure you share yours with everyone diving with you. Let them know where the plan is located and what it contains. Ask them to share theirs with you, too.
How often do you need to update emergency assistance plans?
Ideally, you'll double-check the information prior to every visit to a particular dive site. But realistically, many of us have sites we dive repeatedly throughout a given season. So in that case, at least once a year. Contact numbers and procedures do change, so don't ever assume that the information you have is current. Make sure it is.
Because when we assume...
We all know what happens when we assume. No need to go there.
I got to be honest. Emergency assistance plans seem like a lot of work to put together.
They don't have to be. Even just the basics take only a few minutes to gather. And as some information stays the same from site to site, like your personal information and the number to the Dan hotline, many times you need to freshen only those parts of the plan specific to a given site.
You can probably just create a blank one on the computer and fill it in.
Absolutely. And that's a great way to go. That way you know exactly what elements you need to cover, and once you've got a good format ready to go, you're halfway home. You can even find sample emergency assistance plans and training manuals and other dive techs to help you get started.
It sounds easy.
It is easy and well worth the time.
Sounds like a plan. Emergencies are a time of action, so be prepared to take it. Spend a few minutes before you head out to familiarize yourself with where you're going and what you'll do if you run into trouble. A few basic facts can make a lot of difference, so take time to generate an emergency assistance plan as part of your dive preparation. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And Abby is in the studio from that fine organization with us as well today. We're going to delve into more about Divers Alert Network in Hour 2 of Scuba Radio. But first, Chuck is dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Chuck, you have a movie to add to our best diving-themed movie list for 2008?
Yeah, outside of the Sea Hunt series, I enjoyed the Up Periscope with James Gardner.
Up Periscope. And Kelsey Grammer's in that, too, isn't he? Isn't he the captain?
That was Down Periscope.
Oh, okay. You're talking about Up Periscope. That's a totally different movie. I don't even know that one, actually. Up Periscope?
Oh, it's a real old one, probably from the 40s or the 50s.
Okay. Well, hey, we want classic films.
James Gardner was 7.
Okay. Well, we're going to add it to the list, Chuck. I appreciate that, my friend.
And he's still been smoking for 3 years by then.
You think? That's fine. He wouldn't make a good diver then, probably. He wouldn't be able to stay down very long if he had a dive buddy with him. But we'll add that. So Up Periscope and Down Periscope. Even though Down Periscope was more about submarines.
Yeah, how about Operation Petticoat?
How about Petticoat?
I don't know that. No,
Operation
TV.
Petticoat was an earlier movie, which was very much like the Kelsey Grammer film, Down Periscope.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah,
well,
only somehow worse.
How do we judge whether these are worthy of the list?
Let's see how long our list is first.
I don't even think they were in color, were they? Those black and white movies?
How old are you guys? Seriously.
No. Well, see, I didn't recognize any of those. Except Down Periscope.
Yeah, no, you were shaking your head and excited.
No, Down Periscope.
We're covering it up now.
Kelsey Grammer, it was after his TV show. You remember that show he was in, don't you?
Well, I'm just over here jotting it down. Going to go stop by Blockbuster on the way home.
That's right. No, I'm adding the list to the Scuba Radio forum, so everybody can have this list and do with it what they will.
All right, Scott, we got to get this out there because it's killing me. It was on my list and Scott's as well. And this is possibly the best diving movie ever.
Yeah.
Jessica Alba, Into the Blue.
Into the Blue.
Yeah.
There's one from this century. All right, we'll add that to the list. And I continue after the break. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swap-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Now, I'm sure they made Naked Scuba Boy into a movie.
No, actually, no, they haven't. They did the song first, and I believe this is going to be like right before they come out with the next Batman movie. They're doing Naked Scuba Boy first before that. So just say, you know, you heard about Naked Scuba Boy here on Scuba Radio before it actually was turned into a movie.
Single Scott and I both had callbacks for this film.
What part were you going to play exactly?
Creepy Uncle Morton.
Ah. Ha! Sounds about right. Michael's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Michael, you got a suggestion for our diving-themed movie list?
Yes. Y'all were talking about free diving earlier, and there was a movie from, I believe, the 80s called Big Blue, about free diving.
Big Blue? Is that what you said?
Yes, I believe so.
Yes, I think I'm familiar with Big Blue. That's a classic free diving film. Jacques Mayol is, I think it's about him or his study. Is that right, Michael? Does that ring a bell with you? Jacques Mayol?
So. Yes.
Okay, I got it right. See?
I think Big Blue is also a nickname for IBM.
Okay.
Just throwing that out there.
All right, but that is a good film. There's also, I'll throw out Ocean Men, which our buddy Bob Talbot filmed, and it features Pepin, the free diver, and one of his rivals. It was kind of like a Big Blue Part 2 or a newer version, a similar type of thing of that classic free diving film. But that's called Ocean Men. So we'll add both Big Blue and Ocean Men to the list. Now, CJ, I know you've been working on this feverishly throughout the hour. Do you have another song? Or, I mean, I'm sure
movie?
You have a song.
Movie? You mean movie?
Yeah, movie.
I have a song in my heart.
Okay.
That's what you're thinking.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
And
exactly.
And a Skip in My Step.
Is that the name of the film?
No. Well, we actually went to this premiere in the theater, if you'll remember, Sharkwater.
Sharkwater, of course, with our buddy Rob Stewart.
That's it.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
And that just came out this past year, well, on DVD. I think it came out the year before, actually.
I think it was 07.
But Sharkwater, definitely one we got to put on the list. Let's see. Who is this? Is this Mermaid Denise? Does she have a movie suggestion? Denise, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Action Week, Hungover.
Your Way Hungover. Is that the name of a film? Or is that a documentary you're
more
filming?
Of a way of life.
Yeah, that's my way of life.
That's your way of life. Okay, well, let's put her on hold then, because I have a feeling we better screen this one properly before we put her on, because, you know, it is still early in the day, and if she's hungover, that could mean that's basically snockered for humans.
It's early in the day. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, for me and you, but, you know, it's 5 o'clock for her. I don't know. But we'll find out during the break and come back with hour two. And maybe she'll even have a movie suggestion as well. Feel free to chime in with your own 888-88-SCUBA. Till then, stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.